Joining us now on the KSRO Live line is Aaron Brooks, founder and proprietor of Ernst Vineyards and co-founder owner of Grand Cru Custom Crush in Windsor. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Michelle. Great to be here with you.
Can you tell us how you've been dealing with various lockdowns during the past year?
Oh, I think reacting the same way that most of us are, even in our personal lives. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it, for all of us? So at Grand Cru Custom Crush, which I co-founded and we opened the doors to in 2017, it is home to not just one winery, but actually 18. And helping these small, family-run, independent winemakers and wineries navigate this in an organized fashion has been quite the journey, but we've navigated it. It requires paying attention to our county and even state officials, but we've navigated it and open our doors to the patio when we can and close them when we need to in order to support public safety. But I'm really delighted that right now we are open and welcoming guests.
Now, with dealing with that many different wineries, is it a similar situation for them? Are they all struggling? What are the stories that you're hearing from them?
I would say the biggest challenge for us in this, in the continuing pandemic and the lockdown, is of course that depending upon how your business runs as a winery, you have a certain percentage of wine that goes to restaurants through what we call the trade channel. And of course, nationally, that has been severely impacted. And our revenues as multiple myriad wine companies, of course, have been dramatically impacted by that. Mm-hmm. But there's always, an alternative or a reaction. And that is that our e-commerce and the sales through both our individual websites, but also through perhaps e-retailers and large retail shops across the nation have just exploded. And we are seeing an adjustment or a movement from that what would have been wines that would have been served at restaurants being instead purchased online and enjoyed at home.
Is there a way to capitalize on this going forward?
Oh, I hope so. I will confess in our business model, being able to sell wines at their full retail prices instead of at discounted wholesale prices is ideal. Mm-hmm. And so there is a real silver lining for us as long as we can continue to meet the consumers, those wine lovers where they are, which is online right now, purchasing myriad supplies for their home life. That is, it's been actually quite helpful to the bottom line for most of our wineries that we're aware of.
Right. Is that something that you helped facilitate or was it sort of a responsibility of each of the wineries?
Yeah, it really is each of the wineries. Everybody at Grand Cru Custom Crush runs their own businesses. We are a shared production facility in the way that we share so much in this modern world, mm-hmm. bars and whatnot. So it is everybody runs their own operation. We just leverage the facility and the world class equipment in it as a motley crew, if you will.
So
everybody is kind of really navigating this on their own. But what we do offer at Grand Cru and even through some different organizations throughout Sonoma County, be it Sonoma County Vintners, or I'm also a part of the West Sonoma County Vintner Group, mm-hmm. we're talking and sharing success stories and ideas.
Right. Now, what about the recent wildfires? As if we didn't have enough to deal with the pandemic, we've had horrible wildfires. And how did that impact, especially with the timing of the wildfires, for your winery and other wineries?
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, after these successive years of these devastating fires, this one was different, of course, because of that incredible weather event in the month of August, when in the past, we had the majority of Sonoma County's fruit already off the vines this year, and oftentimes even Ernest Vineyards and the majority of our Pinot Noir and Chardonnay in Sonoma County had already been fermented, mm-hmm. and was well past any stage of vulnerability. This was, of course, different. We had fruit out on the vines. What's important to remember is that Sonoma County is large. It's over 1.1 million acres. So the entirety of Sonoma County was not affected. Pockets of it were. And Ernest, like so many of our peers and friends, suffered smoke taint in some of our vineyards, not all of them. We do a lot of farming in Freestone Valley, which is out in the far western reaches of Sonoma. Mm-hmm. And we definitely had smoke impact there. I would say that our overall production is going to be down about 50%.
Wow.
But what's important is to know that the wines that are going to go in bottle will either be completely clean and not harboring any negative effects from the smoke taint, but that we are, they're going to be reflective in a powerful, positive way of the people behind the wine,
right.
If that makes sense. So
yeah.
be it vineyards that were not impacted by smoke, or different mechanisms and treatments that we can do in the winery to help remove those compounds.
What about your workforce? Have you been forced to lay anybody off?
Oh, I am so grateful. I confess, Michelle, when the lockdown began last March, I, of course, was worried about payroll, mm-hmm. along with so many small companies, be it in our wine industry and beyond. I am delighted to report that we stay totally intact as a team. We were able to immediately, as I mentioned, find the consumers where they are. The word in our world so much these days is pivot. We pivoted to meet them where they were, and we're able to keep our revenues up high enough to maintain our team throughout the entirety of it. At Grand Cru, that's, of course, Ernest. And then at Grand Cru, we just had a temporary impact to our hospitality staff. But we, as soon as we were able to reopen deeper into the spring, were able to bring people back on, and have since kept everybody on, even through that secondary shutdown that we had to endure.
Wow.
Over the course of this deep winter. So I'm really grateful. I think that with attention, focus, and some prioritization, you can keep your team intact. So thankfully, we've got everybody there, and we're going forward with some optimism into these coming months.
That is what we got to hold on to. Thank you so much, Erin.
Thanks, Michelle. Pleasure to talk to you.
That is Erin Brooks, founder and proprietor of Ernst Vineyards and co-founder owner of Grand Cru Custom Crush in Windsor.